Hello, my name is Max DeKewitt, and you're listening to the CJMQ special Oscars edition. We'll be going over all the categories, the major categories, and the nominations, and I'm going to tell you who I think the Academy is going to choose, and then I'm going to make my own picks. So for Best Supporting Actress, our first category, we have Amy Adams from the movie The Master, Sally Field for a role in Lincoln, Anne Hathaway in Les Misérables, Helen Hunt in The Sessions, and Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook. The way it's been going, I do think the Academy will choose Anne Hathaway, who's been very close to winning an Oscar in recent years. But my pick is Amy Adams in The Master. Powerful movie, powerful performance. Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook was very good, but I think Amy Adams is going to go away with this one. For actor in a supporting role, we have Alan Arkin in Argo, Robert De Niro in Silver Linings Playbook, Philip Seymour Hoffman in The Master, Tommy Lee Jones in Lincoln, and Christoph Waltz in Django.
I'm Dr. King Schultz. This is my horse, Fritz.
Unchained. I think the Academy will pick Christoph Waltz in Django Unchained. He simply stole the movie. I don't know why he's nominated in a supporting role. I think he was the main character in the movie. He was incredible in this movie. But I will pick Robert De Niro as a sentimental pick. If you haven't seen Silver Linings Playbook, it's such a fantastic movie. De Niro was really good in it. But again, Christoph Waltz was so great in Django Unchained. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Now we're going to go for actress in a leading role. We have Jessica Chastain in Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence in Silver Linings Playbook, Emmanuelle Riva in Amour, Kevanze Wallace in Beasts of the Southern Wild, she's 9 years old, and Naomi Watts in The Impossible, that's the movie about the tsunami that happened a few years ago. So, I do think the Academy is going to pick Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty. She's been pretty much winning at every award ceremony. There's been a prize awarded. But, Silver Linings Playbook, Jennifer Lawrence was something else in that movie. I guess if you haven't seen Silver Linings Playbook, I give it such a ringing endorsement. It's not even funny, and you're going to fall in love with Jennifer Lawrence. She is amazing. But again, I think the Academy is going to pick Jessica Chastain. She seems to be the it kid for this year. So actor now in a leading role, Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln, Hugh Jackman for Les Misérables, Joaquin Phoenix in The Master, and Denzel Washington in Flight.
We've flown together before?
I don't think so, sir.
You sure?
Yeah, Ken Evans. Whitaker. Nice to meet you.
My pleasure. Oxygen check. Checks. You want
to hit? No, thank you, sir.
So if you noticed, Silver Linings Playbook has an actor in all the four major acting categories. However, I do think the Academy is going to pick Daniel Day-Lewis for his role in Lincoln. But again, my pick is going to have to go with Bradley Cooper for Silver Linings Playbook. Denzel Washington in Flight was, in my opinion, one of the most underrated performances of the year. He plays a troubled airline pilot. Such a good movie. I do think Daniel Day-Lewis is going to get it. He seems to be a perennial winner at these awards. So now we're going to go to Best Directing, which is a very prestigious award. We have Michael Haneke for his movie Amour, Ben Zeitlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild, Life of Pi, Ang Lee director, Steven Spielberg for Lincoln, and David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook. I think the Academy is going to give it to Spielberg. Lincoln is your typical American movie.
How can I hold that all men are created equal when here before me stands stinking the moral carcass of the gentleman from Ohio? Proof that some men are inferior, endowed by their maker with dim wits, impermeable to reason, with cold, pallid slime in their veins instead of hot red blood. You are more reptile than man, George.
so low and flat that the foot of man is incapable of crushing
How
you.
How dare you!
Very patriotic. I mean, it has all the elements for like sweeping the entire Oscars this year, Lincoln. But again, my director's pick is going to go to David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook. Maybe not as majestuous and grand as Lincoln, but David O. Russell, the movie directed before Silver Linings Playbook was The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg. It was a fantastic movie. And again, he does it again with Silver Linings Playbook. You really don't know what to expect when you're watching the movie. Life of Pi, I haven't even seen this movie, but it's nominated, so I can't really say. I have no interest in seeing Life of Pi, to be honest with you. Beast of the Southern Wild is a very dark, bleak movie about growing up in the backwoods, if you want, of the Mississippi River. It's very, very minimalistic. The Best Actress nominee is 9 years old. That's the youngest ever. The movie, does it deserve a Best Directing? I don't see it. The movie isn't even nominated for, much other than Directing and Best Movie. I don't know. I guess maybe we'll be surprised. Which leads me directly into the Best Picture category. We have Amour, we have Argo, Beast of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Misérables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty.
No birth certificate, no cell phone, the guy's a ghost.
He's right in the inner circle.
The whole world's gonna want in on this.
I want targets.
Where was the last time you saw Bin Laden?
Argo, Ben Affleck directed this movie. He was snubbed from the Best Director category. I saw the movie last week. It is so well done. It's so great. It's a really good, good movie. Does it compare to Lincoln and Zero Dark Thirty? I think it favorably does. Does it compare to Django Unchained? I think it does. This is a very strong category, very hard to pick. I'm going to have to think the Academy is going to go with Lincoln. I think Lincoln is going to sweep the entire award show. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Argo pulls out an upset victory in this category. Zero Dark Thirty, maybe. It's such a strong year this year for the movies. I guess it's all up in the air. And finally, we will have, since we're a radio station, the Best Original Song category. There's the song Before My Time from the movie Chasing Ice. I have no idea what that song is. Then there's Everybody Needs a Best Friend from the movie Ted, written by the host of this year, Seth MacFarlane. It's a cute song. Norah Jones sings it. Are they going to give it because Seth MacFarlane wrote it? Is he going to get the Oscar as a host? Who knows? Then there's something called Pi's Lullaby from, you guessed it, Life of Pi. Then there's a song from Les Misérables called Suddenly. And the one that I think is going to win, Skyfall from the Bond movie. Lyrics by Adele. So Adele's going to be there. She's going to sing it. They were saying there was going to be a special Bond reunion with all the James Bonds, Sean Connery, Roger Moore, George Lazenby, Pierce Brosnan, Timothy Dalton, and Daniel Craig. Apparently they were all going to be there. But for some reason, it didn't work. So I think what they've adjusted it to now is that Tom Jones and Shirley Bassey are going to be singing with Adele. So that should prove interesting to watch. Personally, I would have preferred to see good old Sean Connery come up on stage. But that's just me. So this was the categories and the predictions. I hope you will watch the show. I hope you will enjoy. Don't be shy to go on our website, www.cjmq.fm, to check it out, the interviews. They're all there. And also go on our Facebook page. You can leave comments and your choices for the Oscars. So have a great weekend. And this is Max the Kiwi signing off.